The second Ara, the Rosh asks, at the very, very end of Simen Yud Beis, another Kasha. And that is, the way we conclude the bracha by Berachas Eirusin is Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Am Yisrael, Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. Frank the Rosh, what comes first? Chuppah or Kedushin? First comes Kedushin, and then comes Chuppah. So if that's the case, says the Rosh, why is the Nusach HaBracha, Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin, shouldn't the Nusach HaBracha been Al Yidei Kedushin V'Chuppah? In the Briskerov, in Stenslach, in Masechta Soita, Daf Yud Breis, they bring a teretz that Reb Chaim Briske said to this kasha, and it's really behektim a Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Tes Hilchas Malachim, is discussing the shalsheles of all the mitzvahs. He's discussing the Genesis and how all the mitzvahs came about. So if you ask the man on the street, 613 mitzvahs, when did we get all these mitzvahs? What do you mean? At Har Sinai, we got 613 mitzvahs. Ma'inyin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, Kol Pura Teva Diktukel. We got everything at Har Sinai. Now, a little bit of a better answer would be, no, we got seven mitzvahs even before Har Sinai, the Shneva mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and then we got all the mitzvahs with Kedushas Yisrael that we got at Har Sinai. A little bit even a better answer would be, there were 10 mitzvahs that were Nitzava B'mara, the Shneva mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, plus three additional mitzvahs. An even better answer would be to start reciting chapter and verse the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchas Malachim. So the Rambam here goes through the Shalsheles, the history of mitzvahs. Just to read a few excerpts. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzav Adam Arishan. There were six things that Adam Arishan was Nitzav. Al Vayda Zara, Berachas Hashem, Shvichas Dama, Gila Arayas, Al HaGezel, V'al HaDinim. So six of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach were commanded to Adam. Hoysif l'noyach Eivim Menachah. Noyach got a seventh, and the seventh that Noyach got was Eivim Menachah. Nimtzu sheva mitzvahs. So that after Noyach, it was seven mitzvahs, and that's why it's the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noyach, not b'nei Adam, because Adam got six, and it was Noyach really that got the seventh. V'chein hoya adava b'chol o'ilum ad Avram. And this is the way it was until Avram Avinu. Nitztava yeser al elu b'milo. Avram Avinu got an extra mitzvah, an eighth, the mitzvah milo. Not just that, v'hu espalol shachris. And Avram Avinu davened shachris. Interesting lashon. For Yitzchak kifrish meiser, he got involved with the mitzvah of meiser. For hoysnif tefila acheres lifnois hayoyim, he added another tefila. We spoke at an epic raid bite on this lashon Rambam lifnois hayoyim. When we don't misach the siyuma, he was meiser tefila mincha. For Yaakov hoysnif gidan nasha, for spalol arvus. Says the Rambam, here's the punchline that we need. Ubimitzrayim nitztava amram b'mitzvah yiseris. And when the Yidu were Mitzrayim, Amram got mitzvah yiseris, ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlam ha-Torah al yaday. So Reb Chaim Briske asks, and really it's the Radvaz's kasha, the Radvaz on the side says, Ubimitzrayim nitztava amram lo nisbar ma heima mitzvah yisashen nitztava v'hem. It's not clear, he says, I don't know anywhere from Chazal what exactly these mitzvahs that Amram was nitztava when he was in Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim said pshat based on a Gemara in Masechtas Soita Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and this Gemara is another classic. The pasuk says Vayelech Ish Mi Beis Levi. Says the Gemara Heichan Halach. Where did he go? Amr Rav Yehuda Bar Zvina. It's referring to Amram. Vayelech Ish Mi Beis Levi Vayikach Es Bas Levi. So when Amram took his wife Yecheved Bas Levi, he did it based on the Eitzah of his daughter. Tan Amram Gadol Ador Haya. Amram was a Gadol Ador. Kivin She Amar Pare Harosh Chala Ben Ayula Le Yorit Hashechu. When Pare made the Gzeira that any boy that's born you have to throw into the Yor. Amar Isned L'Shav Anu Amelim. We're working for nothing. Amad V'Girish Hashishta. He divorced his wife. Amduku and everybody got up. V'Girish Hashishta Nishasem. They divorced their wives. Amar Lebitoy. So Miriam tells Amram, Abba, Koshim Zeyroscha Yois Mishal Pare. Your Gzeir is worse than Pare's Gzeir. Shne Pare le Gozer el ala Schorim. Because Pare was going around the Schorim. Va'ato Gozarto ala Schorim ala Nekevis. Your Gzeir is worse. Pare said all the sons should be killed. But because you're being punished from your wives, there's not going to be Schorim, there's not going to be Nekevis either. Pare le Gozer el ala Mazeh. Va'ato ba'olam Mazeh ula olam Abba. Pare ha'rasha v'chulu v'chulu. So the Pasuk says that Amram listened to what Miriam said. Amad v'hichser es ishtar. He remarried his wife. Amdu kulon, everyone did the same thing. V'chziros nishoseyim. Says the Gemara. Now, if that's the case, so vayelech ish mi beis levi means he was machzeg rishosoy. So why does it say vayikach his bas levi? It should have said v'yachzor mi bayolei, because he's taking her for the second time. Amr Rav Yehuda bar Zvina, she'asalei maisa lekuchen. Because even though He was being machzeg rishasai, but the chasana was done as if it was the first time. He put her on a chuppah. The Aharon and Miriam miraktim lefaneh. Aharon and Miriam were dancing. Umalachi ashnoris amru, they were singing. Eim abonim semech. So Chaim Briske said, it's mavur in this Gemara that when Amram married Yochevetz in Tzveitin Mal, hoishiva ba'apiryoim. Apiryoim is one of the features of the chuppah. It sounds like there was a chuppah. So Reb Chaim said that the Rambam says that Amram was nitzav in mitzvahs when he was a Mitzrayim. And the Ravah says, I don't know what the mitzvah was. So Reb Chaim, the Teretz is, soitu yud bezam and aleph. You want to know what the mitzvah was? The mitzvah was the mitzvah of chuppah. Hoishiva ba'apiryoim. That was the chuppah, and that was the mitzvah that we're describing, that we're referring to. And this is the mitzvah that Amram was nitzav in. It's referring to the mitzvah of chuppah. So Reb Chaim said that if that's pshat in the Rambam, so Lefiza, it's beautiful. That's pshat in the nusach of Mekadesh Ami Yisrael, al yidei chuppah first and Kedushin second. The Rosh asked, the why is the chuppah the Kedushin? It should have been Kedushin the chuppah. The Teretz is in the Seder of every Ishus, first it's Kedushin, and then it's chuppah. But chronologically, historically, the way these mitzvahs were given to us, first we got chuppah and then we got kedushin. Because hashiva ba'piryon happened in Mitzrayim, which was chuppah. But kedushin wasn't nitzav in Mitzrayim. Kedushin we didn't get until Matan Torah. And because we didn't get kedushin until Matan Torah, so it comes out first we were nitzav in chuppah and then we were nitzav in kedushin. Reb Chaim gezok, that's pshat. In the Nusacha Bracha, that's the Teretz to the Rosh's Kasha. That's why we say Al Yidei Chuppah VeKedushin, because we got Chuppah first and we got Kedushin second. This Reb Chaim is a well-known Reb Chaim. Abba Ve'ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush. I found in the Torah Shleima from Reb Menachem Mendel Kasher, and this is in the beginning of Parash Shmois. It's Perik Beis Pasuk Aleph, and it's Oy Zayin. So he brings a medrash. So Kiyudua Rav Kasher was a baki nifla, literally, a ridiculous baki in medrashim. And he had a lot of medrashim that nobody had, came from different kisveyad. So he brings what he refers to as a medrash hachefetz that he found in Iksavyad. And the medrash says as follows. Vayikach es bas levi. Zok the medrash. Bilakuchim. Vezehu sha'amru. Venitztavu b'mitzrayim b'mitzvahs. This is what Chazal. This was a Chazal that said that nitztavu b'mitzrayim b'mitzvahs. The Yidden got mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. What mitzvahs did they get? So mitzvahs nesuin. And then he adds also the gerushin. Nesuin, that's a shiva about period. That was Reb Chaim. That's why it's chuppah v'kedushin. Where do you see gerushin? Because what does it say? That after Amram heard the gzeirah, amad v'girei shesishtoi. Amdu kulon v'gir shuas nishay sayan. So it sounds like Saida was an Indian of chuppah, and Saida was an Indian of gerushin, which would be miyashiv the Lashon and Rambam a little bit better. The Rambam says, u b'mitzvahs nitztava amram b'mitzvahs yaseiros. Reb Chaim was masber one mitzvah, the mitzvah of chuppah. What's the second mitzvah? It's a medrash achefetz. Reb Chaim was mechavet to a medrash, but this is a medrash where the medrash says mefurish what Reb Chaim said, and that is that in Mitzrayim they were nitztava in nesuin. Adds to that, gerushin. It's interesting because the gerushin in Soita Yud Beis actually happened before the chuppah. Maybe the gerushin that the Medrash is referring to is not that gerushin. Maybe it's once there was chuppah, and mela that it had to be a parish of gerushin, the inkam, but the bottom line is, that's the second R.